You are listening to a summary of Facilitating Breakthrough, a book by Adam Kahane. Organizations tend to mandate collaboration, but simply ordering people to work together is a futile approach, says organizational consultant Adam Kahane. Using several real-life high-stakes scenarios, Kahane reveals that the secret to getting people to work together to create transformative change lies in a nuanced facilitation approach that removes obstacles to collaboration and embraces vertical and horizontal approaches. His instructive guidebook illustrates how facilitators can cultivate environments that allow transformative change to flow and flourish. Okay, here's the first takeaway. Conventional approaches to collaboration often rely on force, which is an ineffective motivator. Today's organizations prompt, urge, cajole, and mandate people to collaborate, but such approaches are futile. For example, if a manager orders a group to execute a task without securing buy-in from his or her subordinates, the employees will either go along with the boss's wishes and struggle, or simply quit. When people have a will to work together to effect change, they ought to employ transformative facilitation. An unconventional breakthrough approach that enables groups to overcome obstacles to collaboration. Transformative facilitation is a useful tool when any kind of group, organization, community, or society attempts to institute change while facing internal or external challenges. When diverse groups convene with a goal of realizing change, they often require the guidance of a facilitator. Anyone who is willing to lead groups through the facilitation process and who has the group's support can assume the role of facilitator. Now for the second takeaway. To foster collaboration, dismantle barriers to contribution, connection, and equity. In 2017, a diverse group of 40 politicians, business people, social activists, and ex-parliamentaries from the southwest of Colombia met to envision a future for the region. Following a 52-year guerrilla war, the area was on a path toward reconciliation and progress. These talks were tense initially, as former rivals and enemies learned to relax around one another. The group, with the aid of facilitator Adam Kahane, discovered that before it could begin building a better future, it would need to unblock three essential elements to trigger constructive collaboration. First, contribution. Groups must first dismantle any cultural, political, economic, institutional, psychological, or physical structures that disempower people and hinder them from contributing. Second, connection. Participants must get to know one another as individuals. Identify the barriers to group connection, for example, poor communication or broken relationships, and overcome them. And third, equity. Some group members have more privilege and power than others. Collaboration requires removing hierarchies and letting all participants engage on an equal footing. Great, time for takeaway number three. The transformative facilitation model blends vertical and horizontal approaches. Conventional facilitation approaches tend to constrain collaboration. The most common form, vertical facilitation, is a top-down hierarchical approach that prioritizes one way, the leader's preferred way of doing things. While vertical facilitation processes can result in group cohesion and coordination, they can also result in dominant group members ignoring the needs of those in more subordinate positions. Organizations sometimes employ horizontal facilitation approaches, which reject rigid hierarchies and encourage individual team members to behave autonomously. For example, community groups might engage in dialogue to try to resolve issues by giving each individual an equal right to contribute and shape decisions. While such an approach helps people freely express themselves and generates a variety of solutions, gridlock and fragmentation can ensue when groups can't achieve cohesion and coordination. Transformative facilitators alternate between vertical and horizontal approaches. They employ a vertical approach to establish new structures and cultivate unity, but shift to a horizontal style if the process gets too rigid. The horizontal approach generates diverse ideas and solutions, but when it becomes too unwieldy, facilitators swing back toward a cohesive vertical approach, and so on, progressing the decision-making process in an upward spiral and creating an environment conducive to transformative change. Transformative facilitation employs simple actions to remove all barriers to contribution, connection, and equity. For example, facilitators might use in-person and online meetings to foster inclusivity, set up diverse breakout sessions to allow participants to connect with people they may not know, or use visual aids, such as sticky notes and whiteboards, to get all participants to readily contribute new ideas. All collaborations need to address five basic questions to figure out how to progress together. How do we see our situation? How do we define success? How will we get from here to there? How do we decide who does what? And how do we understand our role? Facilitators watch proceedings closely to gauge how to progress. They have five pairs of moves: advocating and inquiring, concluding and advancing, mapping and discovering, directing and accompanying, and standing outside and standing inside, with which to broach these questions. Time for the next takeaway. Help groups define the situation by advocating and inquiring. When dealing with the question, how do we see our situation? Participants engaged in vertical facilitation deem that there is one right answer, usually the boss's suggestion, that they must advocate. The group then debates the pros and cons of that solution. This approach, though decisive, can cultivate groupthink and resentment. Horizontal facilitation, on the other hand, holds that all participants have equally valid answers, all of which are worthy of inquiry. This approach invites diverse solutions, but it can result in chaos and indecision. Transformative facilitators oscillate between inquiring into several possible solutions and advocating for a shared one. They urge participants to be open to other perspectives. Complex conflicts don't have simple solutions, so as a facilitator, be open to diverse points of view. Encourage everyone to contribute their ideas in a safe space, with the aim of reaching a shared understanding, and prevent participants with more power from dominating this process. Ask open-ended questions that trigger meaningful discussions. Encourage participants to listen without judgment. Prompt people to open up by listening to and sharing with one another, as opposed to simply downloading, whereby one person advocates for a solution without listening to others' opinions, while everyone else waits their turn to do likewise. Ideally, participants should talk and listen through pre-sensing, that is, considering both collective and individual perspectives as they listen and speak, while also being aware of emerging possibilities. As a facilitator, you can shift the group from downloading to pre-sensing in three steps: suspending, realizing that your perspective may not accurately capture the reality of the situation; redirecting, allowing yourself to view the situation from another person's perspective; and letting go, relinquishing your own narratives to make room for others when necessary. So far, so good? Here's the fifth takeaway. Success requires both reaching conclusions and advancing toward goals. To help groups solve challenging situations, you must first invite participants to settle upon a nuanced definition of success. While vertical approaches to collaboration define success as reaching a deal or agreement, horizontal approaches view success as forward momentum. Transformative facilitation helps groups cycle between forming tentative conclusions and advancing. Skillful facilitators can discern when to pause to explore ideas further, when to agree or agree to disagree, when to allow work to remain undefined, when to move forward with concrete actions, and when to conclude the facilitation session. Oftentimes, groups can't move forward until they have reached a mutual decision. But as in the case of peace negotiations in Colombia, sometimes groups advance by respectfully agreeing to disagree. Until groups reach an agreement, employ what poet John Keats described as negative capability, being capable of being in uncertainties, mysteries, and doubts, without any irritable reaching after fact and reason. Generally, groups can collaborate when they've passed through three stages. First, diverging. People contribute their unique ideas, experiences, and points of view. Second, emerging. Group members spend time reflecting on all the ideas presented until they reach a shared understanding. And the third stage, converging. The group members draw conclusions and settle on agreements. Okay, now let's hear the sixth takeaway. Employ mapping and discovering to figure out the best approach to attaining the group's goals. When reflecting on how to get a group from where they are to where they'd like to be, a transformative facilitator incorporates both the vertical approach of mapping a pathway forward and the horizontal approach of letting the group feel its way ahead. You must help the group create a roadmap while leaving room for discovery and modification. Embrace an adaptable approach and know when to steer the group toward either the mapping or the discovery processes. Understand that improvisation and the ability to respond to the unexpected are signs of success, as groups can't always rely too rigidly on a fixed plan, but must instead pivot fluidly. As a facilitator, become more adaptable and capable of pivoting by reflecting on your guided sessions. Mull over what you and the group did well and what you ought to keep doing. Think about where you could improve the process. Get comfortable embracing new approaches by experimenting with group dynamics, responding to feedback, and trying to spark collaboration in different ways. Ensure that the space and constructs you're working with support creative experimentation. Frame the workshop in a way that makes people feel comfortable trying new things. Use light chairs that you can move around easily to facilitate different styles of group work. Employ materials such as sticky notes and flip charts that people can engage with collaboratively, as opposed to individual use objects such as notepads and laptops. All right, time for another takeaway. Direct and accompany groups as they decide to whom to delegate tasks and find ways to work together. How does the group decide who does what? In the vertical approach, the leader makes those decisions. The horizontal approach is decentralized, and individuals decide for themselves what work they will do. Transformative facilitation combines these approaches. By both directing and accompanying groups, facilitators can inspire groups to act collaboratively in ways that are both coordinated and voluntary, harnessing the benefits of both vertical and horizontal facilitation styles. Successfully facilitating in this manner works only if you are genuinely working in the interests of all participants. Facilitators are not leaders, but they help all participants coordinate and progress. When you wish to serve people, you generate trust, and transformative change is impossible without trust. Now for takeaway number 8. Embrace objectivity and subjectivity to identify systemic problems and solve them. Finally, the group must tackle how it views its roles and responsibilities. In vertical facilitation, participants view problems objectively as issues that need to be fixed, which fails to create a sense of accountability. In horizontal facilitation, participants see problems subjectively as issues that they are partly responsible for causing and are duty-bound to repair. Within this latter framework, participants get short-sighted. Transformative facilitation embraces the best of both perspectives. The facilitator moves back and forth between being an objective observer outside the group and a subjective participant within the group. Transformative facilitators can help participants view their situation objectively and subjectively by acting as partners in the transformation process. Viewing a system from the outside, like a neutral umpire, helps you to perceive the broad dynamics at play from afar, while viewing the situation from the inside allows you to play a valuable part in creating a solution. People will push back against being made accountable for problems. But to progress the collaboration, all participants must own up to their part in exacerbating the issue. Have your participants describe the situation from the point of view of an objective observer, and then again from the point of view of a subjective participant, and ask them to compare the stances. Or invite the group members to take a walk with the person in the group whom they believe to be most different from themselves. Both exercises allow participants to view the problem through others' eyes. All right, here's the ninth and final takeaway. Overcome impediments to love, power, and justice to trigger collaboration. Facilitators can help groups break through the obstacles impeding their progress only if they engage in self-reflection. Consider your experiences of power, privilege, or injustice. Reflecting on your own experiences can help you better understand where you need to grow. For example, if you're a white man who's led a full life of privilege, you may need to work harder to notice the instances of injustice that others face regularly. Groups can't collaborate effectively without employing both love, which unites them, and power, which drives them in purposeful action. Love and power, when out of balance, can both be degenerative. You can love by sapping others' power, and you can rise to power by denying others' love. It's crucial that facilitators help teams harness the power of justice to help them move toward a broader purpose with love and power. Justice should be both aspirational and built into a group's processes to ensure people have more equitable opportunities to contribute and connect with others. That was a summary of Facilitating Breakthrough, a book by Adam Kahane. Let's recap those 9 takeaways one more time. Takeaway 1. Conventional approaches to collaboration often rely on force, which is an ineffective motivator. Takeaway 2. To foster collaboration, dismantle barriers to contribution, connection, and equity. Takeaway 3. The transformative facilitation model blends vertical and horizontal approaches. The 4th takeaway? Help groups define the situation by advocating and inquiring. Takeaway 5. Success requires both reaching conclusions and advancing toward goals. Takeaway 6. Employ mapping and discovering to figure out the best approach to attaining the group's goals. Takeaway 7. Direct and accompany groups as they decide to whom to delegate tasks and find ways to work together. Takeaway 8. Embrace objectivity and subjectivity to identify systemic problems and solve them. Finally, takeaway 9. Overcome impediments to love, power, and justice to trigger collaboration.